You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he expects coronavirus vaccinations to start in mid to late February. He and health officials have updated Australia's roadmap to rolling out the vaccines a month earlier than initially thought. It is now expected that the Pfizer vaccine will be the first to be administered next month, followed by the AstraZeneca vaccine shortly after.
We are now in a position where we believe we'll be able to commence vaccinations of high priority groups in mid to late February. So we're talking about next month. Therapeutic Goods Administration, we are hoping to secure all the data, the final data, to have that this month. That is from Pfizer, I should say. We then envisage to be hopeful of an approval by the end of January. AstraZeneca, we expect that process to be completed in February. Pfizer's global protocols require approximately 2 weeks for delivery post-approval of the vaccine.
The vaccination program will be implemented in 5 phases.
There will be 5 phases of priority populations. Those populations in that first phase are quarantine and border workers, frontline health officials, as well as those working in aged care and disability care, and those in aged care and disability care residents. We anticipate optimistically that we would hope to start the vaccination with around 80,000 vaccinations a week. That's what we are targeting. And then seeing that build up over the next 4 to 6 weeks. And we hope by the end of March, I should say, to have reached some 4 million population.
Secretary of the Department of Health, Brendan Murphy, revealed other priority groups.
And we will expand the rollout to a significantly broader range of, again, at-risk population. And that will include the people who are of advanced age, where we know the risk is higher, Indigenous Australians over 55 who are clearly at higher risk of disease, and a number of other people with clinical conditions that make them at higher risk of COVID, and a number of critical and high-risk workers who are much more prone to be exposed to COVID.
Other groups of the population will receive the vaccine at GP clinics, while remote sites will be serviced by Aboriginal community-controlled health services. Officials anticipate some logistical issues during distribution as the vaccine has to be stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says states and territories will establish hubs for cold and non-cold distribution processes.
They have separated on medical advice the cold chain and the non-cold chain distribution processes. So there will be a series of hubs for the cold chain, so there is no risk of confusion about vaccines or risk to the process, these 30 to 50 hubs will provide early support across those three groups. And then for the AstraZeneca vaccine, and in time if required for the Novavax vaccine, over 1,000 locations around Australia.
Following the delivery of the vaccines, there would be up to a week required for batch testing of the doses. The Pfizer vaccine would require a second dose within a couple of weeks to a month. Mr. Morrison warns COVID-safe practices would continue.
Vaccination is not a silver bullet. Once the vaccination starts, COVID-safe practices do not end. They continue. COVID-safe practices will be a 2021 lived experience. They will continue, but it will still be a fight over the course of 2021. But this will add a very, very significant further defence and offence, I should also say, in combating the virus here in Australia and around the world.
Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly echoed that message.
It's a strong tool. It's not a magic bullet, not a silver bullet, but it fits into and strengthens all of those things that we have in our pandemic control strategy. Both of those vaccines that are now on the cusp of being approved for use in Australia have shown very strong effectiveness against severe disease in particular.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese emphasized the vaccine should be rolled out as soon as the TGA approves it. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.